Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 95, Scene 6, Finale. Shukadeva Goswami then said, as soon as Dharaka reached Dwaraka, he threw himself at the feet of Vasudeva and Ugrasena, drenching their feet with his tears and lamenting the loss of Lord Krishna. Dharaka delivered the account of the total destruction of the Vrishnis, and upon hearing this, the people became deeply distraught in their hearts and stunned with sorrow. Feeling the overwhelming pain of separation from Krishna, they struck their own faces while hurrying to the place where their relatives lay dead. When Devaki, Rohini, and Vasudev could not find their sons, Krishna and Rama, they lost consciousness out of anguish. Tormented by separation from Krishna, his parents gave up their lives at that very spot. My dear Parikshit, the wives of the Yadavas then climbed onto the funeral pyres, embracing their dead husbands. The wives of Lord Balaram also entered the fire and embraced his body, and Vasudev's wives entered his fire, embracing his body. The daughters-in-law of Lord Hari entered the funeral fires of their respective husbands, headed by Pradyumna, and Rukmini and the other wives of Lord Krishna, whose hearts were completely absorbed in Krishna, entered his fire. Arjuna felt great distress over separation from Lord Krishna, his dearmost friend. But Arjuna consoled himself by remembering the transcendental words the Lord had sung to him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna then saw to it that the funeral rites were properly carried out for the dead who had no remaining male family members. Arjuna executed the required ceremonies for each of the Yadus, one after another. And as soon as Dwaraka was abandoned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ocean flooded it on all sides, sparing only Krishna's palace. Lord Madhusudana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is eternally present in Dwaraka. It is the most auspicious of all auspicious places, and merely remembering it destroys all contamination. Arjuna took the survivors of the Yadu dynasty, the women, children, and old men, to Indraprastha, where Arjuna installed Bhadra as ruler of the Yadus. My dear King Parikshit, your grandfathers, the illustrious Pandavas, after hearing from Arjuna of the death of their dear friend Krishna, established you as the maintainer of the dynasty, and then they left to prepare for their departure from this world. O Maharaj Parikshit, a person who, with faith, engages in chanting the glories of these various pastimes and incarnations of Lord Vishnu, who is the Lord of all other lords, will certainly gain liberation from all sins. The all-auspicious exploits of the all-attractive incarnations of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also the pastimes Krishna performed as a child, are described in this Srimad Bhagavatam and in other scriptures. Anyone who clearly chants these descriptions of Krishna's pastimes will attain transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna, who is the goal of all perfected sages. Thus ends Canto 22, Maushala Leela. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thus ends this version of Krishna Book as narrated by Nirantara Das, disciple of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.